This is Living the RV Dream with Traveling Robert, episode number 2 for March 31st, 2017.
I'm riding with my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Well, hello, happy campers, full-timers, boondockers, part-timers, weekenders, van-dwellers, dreamers. Whether you are living the RV dream or still dreaming of the RV lifestyle, this is the podcast for you. I am Robert Morales, your new host, Traveling Robert Everywhere Online. And in the previous episode, I said today I was going to talk a little bit about my rig, so I'll do that a little bit. Then my friend Rene Champagne from Maine is going to talk to us all about his favorite Maine campgrounds and boondocking spots and how he has retrofitted his Coleman travel trailer to accommodate for his wife, who is handicapped. I think we have a pretty good show here in store for you, so let's get into it. Also, remember that this show is being rebroadcast. There's an older radio term for you. Actually, it's being streamed on WRVO Radio Network, also known as Reno Viola Outdoors Radio, so check them out.
Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online.
Before my new persona as a podcast host, as a podcaster, I have been creating videos on YouTube for a few years now, and you can find those at
youtube.com/travelingrobert.
Yeah, I'm gonna start doing a lot more jingles, I think. Today I'm coming to you from my sticks and bricks home here in Miami, Florida, since we are not traveling all that much this time of the year, and man, it is getting hot down here. Actually, this year we didn't get much of a winter down here. I mean, it went down to like the 60s one day, maybe 50s, high 50s, but that was about it. It's been in the mid-70s during the day. Very, very pleasant. I love this time of the year here in South Florida, although I've noticed you guys up north have been covered in snow, and I'm sorry to rub it in, but I'm rubbing it in. It's been very, very nice down here. By the way, we do get a cold snap from time to time, but it's rare. It happens every 3 or 4 years, and it'll go down to the 30s. It might even freeze. Actually, the northern half of Florida will freeze, and down here will just be there like a 31, 32, 33 degrees, and by noon it'll be in the 50s maybe, so it's just an overnight thing. By the way, this weekend marks the end of the high season in Florida. I know, because I reserved an RV park for this weekend, and today, the 31st, was one price, and Saturday, April 1st, was much cheaper, and that was not an April Fool's joke. And you want to do an interesting exercise? Go to Bradenton or Sarasota, you know, that area, stand right next to I-75 and count how many RVs you see going north. I bet you at some point you're going to see more RVs than passenger cars. And it is all the snowbirds going back north. And we love snowbirds down here in Florida. In fact, I intend on becoming one at some point when we start full-timing. Not to escape the snow, but to escape the unbearably hot and humid summers of Florida. You have no idea how hot it is until you spend an August in Miami, and then it rains every afternoon, so you know, you get a thunderstorm, so it's not always sunny in the Sunshine State. And by the way, snowbirds are the nicest people, especially coming from the hustle and bustle of a big city like Miami. Snowbirds are always like super laid back, super nice, friendly, helpful. So when I grow up, I want to be like them. With that, let's go to the email. I gotta get me a sound box like John to play me some clips. For now, I'll do my best impersonation of You've Got Mail. Sandy Erkari commented on the blog, "Hi Robert, congratulations on your first podcast. My husband and I heard it today and you did a super job. We have listened to the Huggings for years and enjoyed them, but we are not full-timers and we have a travel trailer that we use around Florida and Georgia as often as we can, so we can relate to your lifestyle. We live in the Jacks, Florida area. If you ever want any info on campgrounds on this end of the state, we'll be glad to be of assistance. Our favorite park is the Stephen Foster Cultural Cultural Center and Campground in White Springs, Florida. It has the largest clarion bell tower in the country, and it chimes Stephen Foster's song every hour. Absolutely beautiful park. Keep up your great work. Looking forward to next show and hearing about your travel trailer. Blessings, Sandy and Mike in Arcari, Hilliard, Florida. And I'm sorry I'm not gonna be able to talk about my travel trailer today all that much, because I have an interview coming up in which we are going to talk about the great state of Maine and many of its boondocking spots and campgrounds. But next episode, for sure, I'm gonna talk extensively about Minitini the trailer. And by the way, thank you for the info on the park, and I can't wait to visit North Florida in the near future. By the way, remember, if you want to be on the podcast, click on that send voicemail link on the top right corner of travelingrobert.com. And you can also send me email or write on the blog, anywhere. Your comments are always very, very much welcome. And now for this week's interview, Renee Champagne from Maine. Well, hello, everybody. I'm here chatting with Renee Champagne and Monique, and they are from Maine. And we've known each other for a little bit. Mainly through YouTube, because he follows my channel and I follow his channel. His channel is Boondocking Maynas. And as his name says, he's probably one of the experts in boondocking in Maine. But first, let me introduce my friend Renee. Hello, Renee. How you doing?
How you doing, Robert? I hear you're going to send us some sunshine.
By the way, how's the weather up there? Here, we it's been great for the past couple of days.
Well, here today it's pretty warm. It actually made it to 20 degrees with sunshine, and we just got we had another snowstorm. It was a blizzard. They named it Stella, and I was actually starting to see grass, and my flowers are coming up on the lawn, and then we got nailed with that snowstorm. Can you figure that out, huh?
What I find funny is that you're called 20 degrees warm. That's unfathomable to me. To me, 20 degrees is freezing, man. I mean, for us, 60 is chilly. So there you go.
He's chilly.
But you made out okay with the storm, right? You're used to that kind of weather.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm used to it, but mine aren't.
Can you say that again?
I said, actually, my old bones don't like the weather. I'd rather be down in Miami where it's warmer.
Well, head down here, man. You're welcome to come anytime, but come in the winter, because in the summer it might be too hot for you. You might not be accustomed to that kind of heat and humidity.
Well, I was watching a video on YouTube about the Devil's Den. Have you been there?
I have not been there, but I've watched a couple of videos, probably from the same people that you watch yours.
Yes. Keep your date.
That looks like a very, very cool place. The next time I travel up north, I might make a stop there on my way out of Florida, because that's like by the Panhandle, I think.
Yeah, you said it takes you 8 hours to travel across your state from where you are to the next state. 8 hours.
8 hours, yeah, especially towing the RV. If I was in my car by myself driving 85 miles an hour, I'd probably make it in 6. But, you know, when you're towing your trailer, you're not supposed to drive more than 60, 65 miles per hour. So, it takes a while.
Yeah, you got to enjoy the scenery while you're driving.
Yeah, if I enjoy the scenery, it takes me 12 hours probably. If I take the back roads, for sure.
Same here. We do a lot of boondocking, and the reason why I talked to you was... to let some of your viewers/listeners know that you took over the Higgins podcast, and congratulations on that, Robert.
Oh, thank you very much, Renee. I think I'm really gonna enjoy doing this, because I've been doing video for so long now. This is a different channel, you know, challenge, you know, having to communicate just with words. It's I find it fascinating. I like it.
Yeah. So we have a 2015 Coleman. It's a CFS-16. It's actually, it comes with a wide door originally. So when I go RVing with it, boondocking, I actually bought a little ramp from Harbor Freight to get my wife into and out of the camper with ease. And well, I'm still in the middle of modifying, but I just been modifying.
Yes, because you mentioned that your wife is in a wheelchair, right?
And yes.
That's why you're doing all these modifications.
Yes. She wants to check out the outdoors. So I said, no problem.
No, definitely. I was recently at the Tampa show and I saw this huge 45-foot diesel pusher, you know, $500,000 rig, and they had this ramp that comes down electronically, you know, like in the public bus. But
yeah,
that's $500,000 rig. So you've been able to modify your Coleman trailer so she can get in and out and use all the facilities in the wheelchair. What else have you done?
Yes.
What else have you done to the rig?
I've lowered the suspension. I'd say probably 4 inches just to get it lower. It sits up high, so where I take it out in the middle of nowhere. We go up to Eustace, Maine. That's in northwestern Maine. Beautiful scenery out there. The latest place we've been to is on the Nash River, and it flows from Eustace, and it goes down into the Mexico, Maine area. And I'm telling you, the scenery over there, so breathtaking. It's like walking into heaven. Just amazing.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I've seen some videos about Maine as well, and it's surreal. And also I'm looking forward to eating some lobster when I go up there.
Oh, I can always send you some. last time I was in Florida, I had a lobster dinner. Your lobsters don't have claws.
Our lobsters are different, and they're a little larger, and yeah. the taste is a little different. The main lobster is I'd say our lobster tastes a little more like shrimp. Your lobster tastes a little more like crab. I don't know if I'm correct in that assumption, but
yes, very sweet, very sweet.
Okay, Rene, we were talking about the modifications you've done to your trailer, and what else have you done? Because you told us about the ramp and the lowering, but have you done something? I believe you told me you had done something to the bathroom as well.
Yes, the bathroom. I actually took the door and the casing out, and I actually opened it up a little bit, and I put a shower curtain rod with a regular household curtain that you can't see through, and it still gives you the privacy, and it actually works really good. And for people RVing with handicaps, I think that'd be the easiest way to go. It's more affordable, so you can save all your money to travel. That's how I see it.
Yeah, definitely. And that's very good information for RVers. It's a good thing to come up with solutions to make your life more comfortable. Okay, changing the subject, Rene, what's your favorite boondocking spot in the whole state of Maine?
Well, I got quite a few, but my number one would probably be, it's in Bethel, Maine, on the Little Larry Road. It's the beginning of the White Mountain National Forest. And it starts in Maine, and it goes all the way through New Hampshire. But like I told you earlier, and last time we talked, it was so quiet there. I mean, no bugs. Oh, it was heaven.
Oh, can you imagine?
No bugs. Didn't even hear a bird chirp.
Oh, wow.
The only thing I heard was like a little brook babbling in the back all night long, and I slept like a baby.
You gotta love that kind of solitude when you are, you know, so far
awesome.
Away from civilization. I can appreciate the lack of bugs, because as you know, right here where I am, bugs are like flying helicopters around you.
Yeah.
And I bet you can see all the stars up there, right? You can see the stars because there's no cities nearby.
All the stars, yeah. Yes. And we were situated on Black Knuckle Mountain. No, actually, it was Peabody Mountain. And the road to go, it was a traveled road, but nobody goes up there. And we found this place through the salesman that sold us our RV at Camping World. And I'm telling you, if you ever want to, well, if you know, search them well. And Camping World is probably the best place to get them. The service up here was amazing.
I can't wait to get up there to Maine and visit all those places that you're talking about. I'm actually gonna Google some of that stuff now, and I'm gonna put in the links a link below in the description of this episode for sure, in the show notes, as they call. Okay, so that was Peabody Mountain. I'm gonna put links, by the way, in the show notes to all these places that Renee is mentioning, because actually I want to go there when I go to Maine too. So and now, Renee, you were mentioning also a campground. What's like your favorite paid campground up there?
My favorite one is called Recompense Shores, and they're located in Freeport, Maine, just about 15 minutes from the L.L. Bean Superstore in Freeport, and it's right on Casco Bay, and it's on a working farm, and it may sound a little weird, but I mean, there's people from all over. I met somebody from France, well, a couple from France there a couple years ago, and he was driving a Kia similar to yours, and he was hauling an Airstream. I think it was...
An Airstream? Must have been one of the small ones, right? Because Airstreams are pretty heavy.
A little Bambi, the Airstream Bambi, they call it.
The Bambi, all right.
Yeah.
And they were from France, not French Canada. Like they
were from France.
Did they ship the Airstream over here, or they bought it over here, or do you know?
I'm not really sure. I think he was like in the service or something like that, and he was retired, and he just come over to Maine, and I guess he's been living here since.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
You know the most famous park in Maine, probably for from people that are not from Maine, is Acadia National Park.
Yes, I do.
Do you have any thoughts about is it worth it? Does it live up to the hype, or is it more hype?
It lives up to the hype. Like from there, you can see America's first sunrise. Like if you go up, and I mean I've been up there a few times tenting. And I mean, it's simply beautiful. You wake up at 5-6 o'clock in the morning, and you just watch the sun come up over Katahdin Mountain.
Katahdin, that's the northernmost point of the Appalachian Trail, right?
Yes, yes.
And what else is there to do in Acadia? Do you have any trails or any?
There's like a there's walking paths, but a lot of the walking paths, they say they're wheelchair accessible, but to a certain point, you can go. Mm-hmm. You can go to, you can't go to where the bluffs are, but you can go and see some of the views. But if I had my way, I'd ask President Trump to put out a fund to help modify some of these, huh?
Also, Renee, about pets, you know, a lot of the national parks and the state parks, they don't allow pets in the trails. Is that the case in the Maine national parks?
In Maine, there's only one park, one state park, that don't allow dogs or cats, and that's Sebago Lake, and that's, I'd say, like 45 minutes south from where I am. I live in Auburn, Maine. We're an hour or so from Portland, and that's the only place in Maine that don't allow dogs in the park.
I mean, you mean that does allow dogs?
They don't allow dogs.
They don't. Everywhere else they do. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool, because I know you have some very special pets that you're always putting pictures on Facebook and all that. So that's how I know them.
Oh, special they are.
You want to talk about them?
Oh, sure. I have a 3-year-old blind Doberman. We've had him since he was probably about 10 months old, and he is something else, I'm telling you. And we also have another 3-year-old. He's a male, and he's a fawn Doberman. He's a lighter colored Doberman, and he's deaf. And we have what they call a pygmy beagle, and just probably about the size of a famous YouTuber's, one of the famous, because I know a lot of famous YouTubers, Nomadic Fanatics cat, Jax. She's probably about the size of Jax. And I'm telling you, if you ever met Jax and Eric, you know, they're the nicest people. Well, Jax is not a person, but he acts like it sometimes.
I know Jax is huge, but from what I've seen on the video, I have never seen him in person, but he looks huge on the video.
Yeah, and I got to pat him, and I mean, he's muscle. He's not fat. He's muscle.
By the way, for our listeners who don't know, Nomadic Fanatic is like probably the most popular YouTube channel about RVing Or at least one of the most popular YouTube channels as far as followers and views. But anyway, Renee, it's been a pleasure, a real pleasure speaking to you today. We're going to wrap it up right here. And I'm really glad I got to talk to you here on the new Living the RV Dream podcast with Traveling Robert, which is what I'm calling it, to differentiate it from John and Kathy's podcast. And I really appreciate you coming online and talking to us.
Oh, thank you very much. Anytime, Robert. And if you're up this way, you know, just give me a call. And like I showed Eric, I showed him some of the areas in Maine, but I didn't get to show him a lot of it. And next time you come up, or if when you come up, we can show you some other places.
Sure thing, Renee. And I'm really looking forward to meeting you and your wife, Monique.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to meet you guys.
Well, we had a few technical difficulties there, but I think overall it was a pretty successful interview. What do you think? Actually, I meant to visit Renee last year when we were actually on the fence between going to Maine or going to Chicago, and Chicago won that time around, and that was the Great American Road Trip of 2016. I'll put a link to that video. The determining factor was the drive itself. I mean, we've already driven from Miami to New York several times, but never to the Midwest, so we wanted to travel through uncharted territory, if you will. Next year, if we're not full-timing yet, maybe we'll go to Maine, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a beeline for New York, and then take it slow from there. I mean, if we're full-timing, it doesn't really matter, you can take your time, but right now, we are limited to 2 weeks of vacation, so yeah, it's a long way to Maine. This year's Maine long road trip has one purpose, the Great American Eclipse of 2017, which will happen on August 21st. You do want to see this natural phenomenon. I've never seen a total solar eclipse, but I've heard it's a phenomenon of unspeakable beauty. I mean, it's one of those things that words cannot convey how amazing it looks. So I'm really, really looking forward to this. If you go to greatamericaneclipse.com, the website has a lot of information about the eclipse, and they have a map where it shows you where's the best place to see the totality, which is this narrow band that is going to go all across the United States, and that's where you can see the phenomenon in all its glory. It starts around Portland, Oregon, and it arches, you know, diagonally throughout the whole United States, ending around Charleston, North Carolina. So, and we haven't seen one of these eclipses in many, many decades, so it is a unique opportunity, almost a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, that we're going to have an eclipse, a total solar eclipse, that is going to be visible here in the United States. And we haven't made any plans like reservations or anything like that, because we are simply going to follow blue cloudless skies. That's the most important thing for enjoying a total solar eclipse, is that you actually can see the sun. So if there's a minuscule chance that there will be a cloud in the sky, we're going to move somewhere else. Good thing our hotel room has wheels, right? So we'll be monitoring the weather forecast very, very closely. Well, all good things come to an end, and we are coming to the end of this episode number 2 of Living the RV Dream podcast with Traveling Robert. If you like what you hear so far, please do me a big favor and go to iTunes and leave us a review. That will actually help other people find the show and give us a little more exposure, and it would mean the world to me. The tune of the day is called Music City, and I wrote it inspired by Nashville, Tennessee, which we visited as part of the Great American Road Trip of 2016. We are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle. Until next week, thank you for listening, and see you on the road.